guys, it's Philly. What the fuck is up? It's your girl, and it's been a while. Welcome back to No Bleeps. Yeah, so it's been a minute since there's been a podcast episode. Honestly, you guys, there's been nonstop drama every single day this whole freaking past like month and a half, that trying to figure out all of this and everything, like, and keeping up with it is just so long. Like, today I recorded a video that was talking about this Gabby Hanna situation in terms of her calling out a bunch of people, and I just like was talking for like 30 minutes and I was like, oh my God, this could be a freaking podcast. But it was for a normal video, which is usually like 10 minutes. But this video was going to be like pretty much 30 minutes because of just how much stuff is going on. Honestly, it's pretty crazy. And then just like in my personal life, I feel like things are also very crazy. To update you guys on just like a bunch of things that have happened in the community since we last talked, I mean, everyone's come back. David Dobrik came back. Tati came back. Shane said that he was coming back. He wasn't going to be abandoning his channel. The only person that hasn't said that they were coming back that everybody is like obsessed with and loves is Jenna Marbles. But her and Julian did give like an update on the dogs. They posted like a dog birthday video on Julian's channel, which was really nice. And everyone was loving that because they know that we're really attached to those dogs and still want to know how they are. But it's just so crazy to see how everybody has come back, and there's been just drama after drama after drama, like frenemies ending, drama between Trisha and Gabby, drama between Gabby and Joey Graceffa and Daniel Prada. Like, I just, this is nuts. Everything is just so out of hand, and I've been trying to keep up with all of it, trying to keep sane through it all, because there's a lot of receipts. There's a lot of he said, she said, long videos, like 40-minute videos. I mean, Daniel Prada's video about this whole Gabby drama was an hour long, you guys. 1 hour long. I can't believe it. So that's kind of what's been going on in the drama world. And like, I feel like I'm going to vent to you guys about things that are going on in my personal life, just because I guess it just relates. Like, everything has just been so busy. And that's just the truth. Like, that's been so busy with making these videos and being in this drama where honestly some of it is kind of heavy. There's a lot of heavy topics that have been discussed in the more recent years, a lot of things that I just never expected that we would be covering. I mean, I think a lot of people that started out making like tea videos and drama videos have also said the same thing, where we started out making videos about hairy lipsticks, and then now we're talking about really heavy topics. Like, YouTube drama went from lighthearted and like shady and funny to actual serious crimes. And so trying to juggle that is like really big. It's a big whirlwind, honestly. But we're getting through. We're getting through. And I honestly still love what I do. Everything is amazing. And I'm excited to just make more content for you guys and to be like posting this podcast again. And yeah, I really want to like switch up the podcast. Like, I want to be able to do interviews and I want to make it more fun for you guys. So if you guys like have suggestions of things that you want to talk about, you want to hear about on here, and yeah, I would really love some suggestions. If you guys want to tweet me at nobleepspod or email me nobleepspodcast@gmail.com, let me know, because I just love sitting here and chatting with you guys. And sometimes I feel like I don't have like enough to talk to you guys about, because this is a little less structured and more raw than my YouTube videos really are, where I pretty much kind of plan out what I'm going to say. And this is just kind of like me sitting in my living room like, all right, here I am. Like, let's chit chat for a little bit. But I figured we would have some like girl chats. We'd have some girl chats today, because for the first time ever in my life, you guys, I downloaded a dating app. And this is like so fucking weird, because I was the type of person that was like, I'm never going to download a dating app. Dating apps are disgusting. Like, absolutely not. They're all serial killers. Like, how do I know that someone's not going to murder me? All this stuff. Like, I told my friends, absolutely not. Like, I just don't think the person that I'm gonna meet and marry and love and blah, blah, blah is gonna be on a dating app. I just don't believe it. Like, ew, no. And look at me now. I'm on the fucking dating app. And last week, I was obsessed with it. I was on this thing all the time. I was like, holy shit. And I was seeing people that I knew left and right, which was so awkward. I was like, oh, just don't let me see my ex, because that'd be so fucking awkward and weird. Mostly, I don't want him to see me on there, because I don't know, I feel like it'll make him angry or something. But I'm just like, having fun, like just seeing all these people that I don't know. Because honestly, you guys, listen, I always thought for the longest time, like I could never like a stranger, like anybody that I've ever like dated or had a crush on, I have always liked them because like we were friends to begin with, or we had like mutual friends, and it wasn't like a blind date, like we met for the first time like by meeting up somewhere and then we fell in love. Like no, it's always through some connection of some sort, which feels like so natural and so normal to me and so not awkward, and it just flows that way.
Hey guys, it's Cheyenne Davis. You may know me from MTV's Teen Mom OG or Think Loud Crew podcast. I'm here with my dad, Papa Floyd, to tell you about our new podcast, Unfiltered Kitchen.
The kitchen is the hub of the household for many of us. The one-stop shop for conversations, both big and small. Cheyenne and I have been having open conversations about all aspects of life in our kitchen since well before she was able to see over the counter.
And now we're inviting you into our own kitchen as a part of the family.
Unfiltered Kitchen is a two-way street. I share my advice on cocktails, cooking, parenting, and the lessons I've learned.
And I inform my dad what it's like to raise kids today, how generational barriers affect us, and the joys of being a daughter. Well, your daughter.
Get ready for a whole lot of unfiltered advice. You can take it or leave it, but you're never going to leave this table feeling hungry for more.
Listen to Unfiltered Kitchen wherever you get your podcasts.
But then as of recent, I did have a crush on someone and they were like random. Like one of my friends was, she had like a boyfriend at the time, kind of ish, you know, a situationship. Let's just call it that. And he was like, I can, you know, go through my friend group and be like, let's set you up with somebody. And I was like, Ari, let's do it. And they did. And I liked him. I was like, oh my gosh, I have a crush on this guy. And I was crushing really hard, like really hard. And I was honestly shocked. Hadn't had a crush like that on someone in a very long time. Obviously, as you guys know. Basically, I ended up meeting this guy and I had a crush on him. I was like, holy shit, this is crazy. And it ended up like not working out. Like, I just don't think that he was looking for anything. Not serious, but like anything, like at all. I think he was just like working on him. So that sucked, but it's been a couple weeks now, kind of like a month, honestly, almost. So finally last week I was like, fuck it. I'm gonna download the dating app. You guys have been telling me I need to download the dating app. I'm tired of third wheeling. And I need like at least someone to come along on adventures with my friend and her mans and me. So I did it. I downloaded the dating app and I've been seeing a lot of people that I know on this app, which is very funny. I've been seeing a lot of people that I don't know, which is very exciting. But obviously, I have to tell you guys about the story that I went on a date this weekend. And yeah, so I went on a date with somebody that I saw on the dating app and actually knew him. We had like kind of been friends for like a little bit during a summer one time, but not really. It had been like, I'd say like over 4 years, 5 years maybe, since I'd last seen him. And he had a girlfriend at the time. So that's what I mean. Like we were like friends, but not really, because we didn't talk all that much because he had a girlfriend. And well, I saw him on there and I was like, oh my God, so funny. Like blast from the past. And then we matched and we were talking all week. And then he asked what I was doing over the weekend. And then we hung out. When I tell you guys, 90% of the time that we were hanging out, I literally couldn't tell if we were just two friends from the past catching up or he was actually into me. And it wasn't until like 4 hours probably into hanging out that we were like back at his place watching a movie. And then like he kissed me and I was like, oh, okay, so you do like me. And then, but the thing was like after that, it just like went back to the friendship. Like no handholding, no hugging, like no kissing or anything like that. I'm just like, okay, sure. Like interesting. Very interesting. And then my friend came to pick me up and he gave me a hug and I was like, okay, interesting moves. So maybe like someone out there could decode that for me, because like I texted him later that day being like, oh, like had a great time. And he was like, yeah, like we should do it again. And then I never heard from him again. So yeah, I don't know, you guys. Maybe that's dating app date one bust. It's also just weird. I don't know. But anyways, there are a couple other contenders. I guess I'll freaking keep telling you guys about these date stories as new ones come along, because why not? Why the fuck not? Honestly, it's, I think, an interesting tale, and I am looking forward to this journey that we are going on together on these apps. So anyways, yeah, I wanted to give you that little update on my life and the way the things have been going. I've honestly just been having a lot of fun, and I never thought that I was going to be in a place like this. Like, I truly have always been like the type of person that like needed to be with somebody else. I felt that way. And I keep seeing those TikToks that are like, you have to be single in your 20s. You should be single in your 20s. It's like so fun. And like the only time you can kind of be like a little selfish and like be you and blah, blah, blah. And I was always like, ugh, what? But now that I'm alone, that sounded depressing. Now that like I'm single and the world is kind of opening up back again, I'm just like, oh, wow, like I can have fun. Like, this is so fun. Like, I don't know why I was in such a rush to like be this old like person with like married with kids. I don't know. I mean, those are obviously still things that I want, but it's not like I feel like I desperately have to have those things immediately. Like, I think I was a little too caught up in focusing on wanting that instead of wanting someone that like was going to really treat me right and want those things too with me. So yeah, I don't know. That's just the little tangent that I decided to go on tonight. And it's not even like I had a drink or anything and I'm telling you guys this. I just genuinely was like, let me open up to my subscribers, my listeners, because I missed you guys and I feel like you guys need to know or deserve to know a little bit about what's been going on behind the scenes. And I know a lot of you guys have been messaging me about the podcast and like what's been going on. Even my mom was like, what's going on with the podcast? Which I can't believe she's going to freaking listen to this. But yeah, I mean, I guess just there was just so much drama. There's so much stuff to keep up with that I've just been like, wait. Like this is a lot. And I'm telling you guys, this Gabby Hanna drama is nuts. Like, she's doing this multi-part series on just everything that she's really ever been called out for, and it has been a lot, and it's definitely taking a toll on the YouTube community. I mean, she's coming for Trisha, Joey Graceffa, Daniel Prada, and it's over like the wildest things, like Escape the Night. She's mad about that. It's that show that Joey Graceffa makes with YouTube Originals, and it's a very big deal. It's a $1 million project. And the craziest part is that she's like so mad over the things that she just shouldn't even be mad about. Like, they all could have been prevented. Basically, if you guys don't know what's going on, I just need to vent about this because this is like the wildest thing to me. She made this long video talking about how Daniel and Joey had previously called her out for being a nightmare on set because she was a part of Escape the Night season 4, which is, like I said, Joey's show. And it's kind of like a reality show, game show, fantasy type of thing. People get eliminated off of the show and there's like a winner. Anyways, the entire cast is like a bunch of famous YouTubers like Bretman Rock, Rosanna Pansino, Colleen Ballinger, Tana Mojo, Sophia, and, you know, a bunch of other people. And Gabby Hanna was also part of the season. So Gabby was upset that Joey had one time said on a podcast episode with Trisha that season 4 was his least favorite because somebody was a nightmare to work with. He didn't name Gabby, but everybody kind of guessed that it was her because of her reputation. And then Daniel had directly called out her and Sophia. And he said that Gabby was difficult to work with. And so she was saying, you know, I apologized to them for what happened on Escape the Night. They accepted my apology. She couldn't believe that they were talking about her in this way. And she wanted to kind of say why she acted the way she did. And I think this was like a giant mistake. I think she really just should have let this one go, because when Joey and Daniel decided to come and give their side of the story, they did not come to play. They literally dragged her to filth, honestly. They brought the receipts. They had everything to make sure that they could prove that she was lying about the situation and the circumstance on set. The way that Gabby described working on Escape the Night was like, it was torture. She said the hours were long and it was a lot of waiting around around, uncomfortable costumes. She broke out into hives because of a necklace that she was wearing. And she said that the food was unhealthy and it was like very upsetting to her. And because she didn't have the correct food that she had specifically asked for, apparently, she was getting very upset and she was going to be in a bad mood and she was going to be a nightmare to work with. She literally admitted she was a nightmare to work with, but she blamed it on the working conditions and all the things that, you know, were the little details. Basically, Joey and Deanna were like, listen, all those things could have been prevented and nobody else was complaining. Like, the cast was provided amazing accommodations. They had the best trailers I have ever seen, seriously, for any sort of type of production crew or anything like that. They had these amazingly beautiful trailers. And obviously, the hours are going to be wonky. The show is freaking called Escape the Night, not Escape the Daylight. So you're going to be filming at night. And what are the hours of nighttime? Probably between like 8 p.m. and, I don't know, 4 a.m. That's the time of nighttime. So those are the times you're probably going to be filming, because filming takes a very long time. And Gabby had already done season 2. So she hated doing it so much. Why did she come back and do it again? She said she didn't want to. She said that they actually begged her to come back, which they denied. And it's just like, listen, if you feel like you're not going to be fun to work with and you're going to be really mean to people, don't do it. Don't say yes to working on the project. That's just ruining your reputation when you're rude and messing up friendships and just like effing up the whole production. You're making everything much more difficult than it needs to be. And the other thing is, she was very upset with the food options that were made available on set. She said that things were unhealthy. She had requested particular food because she was intermittent fasting. She had to eat at certain times. She also said that she like wasn't feeling good about herself, so she wanted to eat very healthy foods. And this is just like a mess. She said that she was not provided the right meals. And it's just like, why didn't you fucking pack your own lunch? Like, sorry if that's rude, but why didn't you bring your own lunch? If you saw that day one, they didn't have the food for you, like, correctly, and it was so horrible for you, the experience of not having the right food was so horrible for you that it affected your mood and how you were treating the cast and the crew, people that you're friends with, then maybe day two, you should probably just bring your own food just in case, so it doesn't happen again. And on the same note, maybe if they mess up 2 days in a row, you should for sure be bringing food for yourself on day three. Like, I mean, come on. This is just like asking to be upset. But obviously, she was very upset about the food situation. And Daniel, in his video, had said that he had literally gone to Whole Foods specifically to buy her healthy food and even had photographic evidence of him going to Whole Foods, buying her these salads, these healthy foods, all to accommodate her. And he says, like, she didn't even eat it. And she was eating all the unhealthy food. I'm confused. I'm so lost. She never even mentioned in her video that he had like gone to get her these healthy meals. She just said like they didn't listen to her. They didn't provide her these meals and she didn't understand what was so wrong about asking for these things. Joey feels like there was nothing wrong with anything at the end of the day. And she just like wanted to feel special and like feel like she had the power to kind of ask people to do things for her, which definitely could have been a possibility if she really didn't care about the food at the end of the day and was eating the bad food there, but complaining about the junk food, complaining there was no healthy food. And in Daniel's video, he literally had footage from season 4 in his video of him inside the trailer showing what was in everybody's refrigerator. And there was a fruit platter. A fruit platter. Tell me the fruit platter isn't healthy. There was a freaking fruit platter. So that's your healthy carb. Like, she said she needs, like, one carb, one healthy fat, or one protein, or something like that. So, that could have been the healthy carb, but I don't know about that. I mean, just the whole thing is so frustrating, and a lot of conversation is being surrounded within Gabby saying that a lot of this is due to her ADHD, people saying that, you know, despite having that, that's not an excuse for treating your friends poorly. And just because they accepted her apology doesn't mean that they can't speak their truth, because she's really upset at them trying to defend themselves and come out and tell their side. Other people are kind of like, well, you said yours, so we got to hear them out. And they did bring the fucking receipts. Like, they brought the fucking receipts. I mean, she hated her costume, apparently, according to her video. She hated the costume that she was given on season 4. But, like, to me, it's just like, I mean, there's screenshots and video of you saying that you like your outfit, like being so confident and happy in it. And also there's screenshots of messages of you not going to your fittings. So how are you going to say that you wanted a costume that fit when you're not going to show up to the fitting to make sure that your costume actually fits you? It's just like the little things like that that I just am so absolutely confused by with Gabby. It's like you're making this video, you're trying to speak your truth or whatever, but then do you not expect like the people that you're talking about to have receipts of some of the things that you're talking about? Because you can't say, I didn't like that my costume didn't fit, I was upset, when you could have changed that. And they have proof that you did not show up at your fittings. Like, they're showing them emails and the messages. And you can't say that you were not provided healthy meals when we're literally seeing footage of you inside of the trailer. There's fruit in the fridge. Like, it's just, I don't get it. I really don't get it. It's true. I don't understand. I don't know what Gabby was exactly thinking in terms of putting this video out there. Like, Joey and Daniel, they have freaking text messages too. They're going to show the parts that you did not show in your video. They're going to defend themselves, and you can't be upset when they do, because they're saying that you literally lied on them. And I just am like, why? You have this reputation that isn't so wonderful. And when do you want to improve that? And I just think that trying to put your quote unquote truth out there with some missing parts isn't going to get that message across. And every single day there's a new video that she's been putting out that says it's about a different person. I mean, there's been a couple on Trisha now, so they're not always about different people, but most of the time they kind of have been on different people in different situations. And most of the response to all of this has kind of just been like, when is Gabby going to address the Jesse Smile situation? People are really desperate to hear what she's got to say to Jesse Smiles, if she's going to apologize to Jesse Smiles. It's been going around on Twitter, the hashtag. People really are just like, come on, you have got to. But honestly, at this rate, with like how these videos have been going, I'm very curious to know if she's even going to cover it, and if she is, like, how she's going to cover it, because it's a lot. This is a lot, you guys. I mean, this drama is truly, it's a mess. And there's so many different opinions. There's a lot of people covering it. There's a lot of people that are talking about it. And I mean, it's just a lot to keep track of. These videos are movie lengths these days. I remember when videos used to be like 5 minutes, and now I'm sitting here watching like hour long tea videos because it's just so crazy. Like, I can't believe I recorded a 30 minute video talking about Daniel's response today. Like, that's just like blowing my freaking mind. But I mean, I love you guys. I seriously am so happy to those of you that stuck around throughout my break, because I'm sure that, you know, you guys hopefully miss me as much as I missed you. I love getting to chat with you guys. It's just been, like I said, so freaking overwhelming with all the stuff that's going on. But I am here. I am back. We're doing these episodes. I definitely still want to know if you guys have ideas to make this podcast fun and fresh. Any sort of ideas that you have that you want to hear about, I definitely want to chat about them with you guys, because I love getting to just sit here and like vibe, talk about the stuff that's going on in the internet with you guys. But that is this episode. It's a little shorter than some of the other ones, but I am looking forward to recording more. You guys are the best. Seriously, so amazing. And I will chit chat with you guys next week in next week's episode. Bye, guys.